Good evening and welcome to the WPSU Jazz Show. Tonight we'll feature a presentation of a live concert from the Jazz at the Palmer series. Tonight's Jazz Show will showcase Rick Hirsch and West Coast Cool, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in November 2019. The musicians in the group are Rick Hirsch playing saxophone, Barry Long on trumpet and flugelhorn, Bob Hart playing bass, and Kevin Lowe on drums. This concert was recorded by WPSU as part of the Jazz at the Palmer series and is supported in part by friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. We'll start this evening's jazz show with music recorded live by Rick Hirsch and West Coast Cool. The show starts with a brief introduction and a selection called Autumn Leaves.
For this presentation, we draw a lot of our inspiration from some of the great groups from the West Coast that were active in the 1950s and 60s. Groups of Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. Dave Brubeck. Although we have no piano, so there are different ways we gather our inspiration, as well as, and this took place in New York City, so not the West Coast, but it might have been the West Side. It was the birth of the Cool Sessions that Miles Davis was involved with in 1949. And some people say that sort of launched this, against bebop, but maybe just a different approach to playing kind of art music and jazz. But one of the, so we will play a few pieces that are associated with those musicians, some music from Birth of the Cool, some music associated with Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan. But we all also draw inspiration from the way they approach their group dynamic, and especially in the Chet Baker, Jerry Mulligan groups where there was no piano. In a way, it kind of harkened back to Dixieland, where there was a lot more going on at one time, not in a chaotic way, but in musical terms, it's called counterpoint. So where Barry and I may be playing different melodies simultaneously. So there you have it. Take it away, Barry. We're going to start with Autumn Leaves. Thank you. Thank you. That was Autumn Leaves, and we will continue with another song associated with Miles Davis called Solar. It's spelled like solar, but for some reason it seems to be pronounced solar. Do you want to start, Bob?
Thank you.
Thank you. One more associated with Miles Davis. This one from the Birth of the Cool session from 1949. Really landmark recording. If you're not familiar with it, it's worth looking up. It's a really neat collection of musicians. The piano player John Lewis, who is for almost 40 years with the Modern Jazz Quartet, he's on there. Jerry Mulligan. It was a truly interracial band, which you didn't necessarily see a lot of at that point in time. Jerry Mulligan, really Miles Davis's co-conspirator. Miles Davis, Jerry Mulligan, Lee Konitz, the alto player. I think J.J. Johnson may have been on that. I think Max Roach may have been the original on some of it, the drummer Max Roach. And there's a French horn and tuba, so the textures on there are beautiful. We won't do the textures justice, but this is a song from there called Boplicity. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. That was a theme by Thelonious Monk, excuse me, entitled Rhythm Aning. And can I introduce the members of the band now that you can put a name, a face to the name? This is Bob Hart on the bass. And Barry Long, who's on the trumpet and flugelhorn. And Kevin Lowe at the drum set. And my name is Rick Hirsch on the saxophone. Thank you. There's a Jerry Mulligan album, probably from about 1981, called Nightlights. And the next two songs are on that album. One, the first song is a part of the standard songbook. Frank Sinatra sang it, so it must be a standard songbook piece. It's called In the Wee Small Hours. And the next tune to follow is a composition of Jerry Mulligan's entitled Festival Minor. Thank you. Okay, so one of the people is really part of this scene, maybe not as a headliner so much, was an acolyte, a disciple of Lenny Tristano, this blind piano player, who was a real original, and from what I understand, a bit of a vampire, for whatever that might mean. Look it up. This is Lee Konitz, and I don't know what it is about the tunes he writes. They're really cool, and they're really knucklebusters. So we're going to attempt to play the lead on his piece called Subconscious Lee, which is based on the structure and the chord progression of the Cole Porter song, What Is This Thing Called Love? It will not be evident at all in this theme, but I just thought I'd let you know if you were keeping score. Subconsciously. Thank you, everyone. We're going to take a brief intermission at this time, so feel free to stretch your legs and do whatever else you need to do. And we hope to see you in the second set. Thanks a lot.
This is WPSU, listener-supported public radio, heard in Mill Hall at 91.5, in Johnsonburg at 90.1, and in Huntingdon at 102.5. You're listening to WPSU's Jazz Show, and you've been listening to Rick Hirsch and West Coast Cool, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in November 2019. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania.